ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a natural deen to follow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no shariat after shariat of Islam. There is no deen after deen of Islam. There is no Quran, or there is no kitab after Quran. There is no Nabi after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no Rasul after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no Qibla after Ka'batullah. And there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I promised, that now we will start or commence discussing about the various places in the Haram. In the Haram, in Makkatul Mukarramah, there are three wells. One is the Bir-e Dawood, and one is the Bir-e Zamzam, and one is the well which is inside the Kaaba. Today we commence discussing about the Zamzam. Respected brothers, the Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he undertook various journeys to propagate Islam. Understand one point, that every Nabi, every Rasul, from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, right up to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preached Islam, practiced Islam, called the nations and the societies to Islam. Yes, deen of Islam was perfected, completed in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, in his history, you will read, and inshallah this year concerning his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, the kitab is coming, you will read that he undertook various journeys from Makkah to Mukarramah, making Makkah al Mukarramah the headquarters or the springboard to various other places. In one of his journeys, he took his wife, Hazrat Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha, and proceeded. This journey was through Iran, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, that area. It covered that area. And it was in this journey, then, according to some historians, the event of cooling of the fire, when the king of that area, after Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, had destroyed their idols, literally, physically, and figuratively, then they threw him into the fire which they prepared. A lengthy story there is there. And the fire, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cooled down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed that fire, that Ya Naru Kuni Baradam wa Salamun Ala Ibrahim, that O fire, become a place of cool and place of safety and security and comfort for Ibrahim. So that, according to some historians, occurred in a place called Falak. Falak is a place in Turkey. After that, he proceeded to another area, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam with Hazrat Sarah. And Hazrat Sarah was very beautiful. When he went into that area, some say it was Syria, then the ruler at that time should take a hold of the beautiful woman coming into his country and take illegal benefit from them. So when he came to know that there is a person, he has come and he has got a beautiful woman with him, then he apprehended Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha. That is why at that stage when Hazrat Ibrahim, when he was brought in that court of the king, and he was asked that, "Who is this lady?" He said, "She is my sister." Technically he was not speaking a lie, because she was sister in faith, number one. And secondly, she was his cousin's sister. That's why it was not a lie that he was saying. And he said this because he thought if he said that she is my sister, that this ruthless ruler will have some sympathy and leave this his wife. If he said wife, then definitely he will take her. He said sister, maybe some sympathy comes into the heart of this person and he leaves her. But that person, he had evil designs. So he separated Hazrat Ibrahim from his wife, Hazrat Sarah, and he prepared the room for this evil activity. So when he was alone with Hazrat Sarah, then Hazrat Sarah told him that, "Allow me to go and wash." So he, a perverted person, thinks pervertedly. So he thought this woman is going to go and beautify and decorate herself for him. So he said, "Yes, go." Meanwhile, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to comfort his heart, whatever was going on with Hazrat Sarah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was able to see in a vision. Whatever was happening to Hazrat Sarah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was apprehended, he was able to see this going on with his wife. So that he does not have any doubt concerning his wife. Understand something, that Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabis and Prophets and Rasuls, they marry. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam did not marry, he'll come and marry. The wife of a Nabi can be a mushrika, but can never be a faisha. A wife of a Nabi, she can be one who ascribes partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but she can never be an immoral woman, an immodest woman, a loose woman. A Nabi never marries, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allows a Nabi, a Rasul, to marry an immodest or an immoral woman. That you'll see in the history and the life of every Nabi, every Rasul. Nevertheless, Hazrat Ibrahim was fully aware, because he was given this vision, able to see this, what was going on with his wife. She went into the room, she washed herself, and she pleaded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Ya Allah, this person here, he's got evil desires. Ya Allah, you take hold of him." So when she came back, this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had struck him with paralysis, and his whole bottom portion from the waist down was paralyzed. When he saw this, he told her that, "Listen, you, this has happened because of you. You pray to whom you prayed so that I may be relieved, and then I will allow you to go." So she, being a wife of a Nabi, sympathetic and soft, she said, "Do you pledge that?" He said, "Yes." So she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Allah, this person here, the servant of yours, pledges to release us. and not harm us. You relieve him. You cure him. He recovered. But an evil person, it takes him time to learn. He again had evil desires. He lifted her hands again, prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This time his top portion of his body became paralyzed. And he began to plead again to her that make dua. She asked, do you pledge? He said, yes. So she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, ya Allah, this servant of yours again pledges and promises to leave us alone. You cure him. He recovered. Meanwhile, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he looked at all this. When he recovered, he again had evil desires. Respected elders, in those days, when the Anbiya and Nabis and pious people, they prayed, the results were immediate. Whether it was a good activity taking place later or a punishment. In this age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Quran al-Kareem and the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He gives us a lot of rope. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls the rope, then it is too late. A perpetual or a habitual, not a perpetual, a habitual sinner, we should learn from this, that a habitual sinner, he must face stark reality and realize that I am sinning, involving gambling, womanizing, drinking alcohol, fornicating, running loose, and allowing myself to go and intermingle with sex, and having un-Islamic festivals and activities, and doing all sorts of innovation and kufriyat actions, and all sorts of shirkiyah activities. We should reform and change before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala catches all of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well what we are doing. We may be able to fool our neighbor and present ourselves as very pious people, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows in our hearts what we are doing, and it's time we realize this. Everything that looks good and goes by, you want to hold and handle, and then claim piety when the sun sets. So this person said, no, he still wants to do this evil action, activity. Hazrat Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha picked up her hands and made dua. Result, this time his whole body was paralyzed, flat on the floor, down, out. Now she looked at him, and this person now is weeping and crying and saying, let you make dua that I become better. She said that you have renamed twice. How? What a surety I have got. And began to plead and cry and say, make dua, I'll become better, I'll definitely leave you. So she made dua, Ya Allah, this servant of yours pleads and pledges again to leave us in peace and let us go. Make him better. He recovered. When he recovered, he gifted Hazrat Sara with Hazrat Hajira. He gave a gift. Take Hazrat Hajira as a gift and leave my country, please. Because there is something in you that I cannot understand. Take Hazrat Hajira. Take Hajira. There's my gift to you, and go away from this place. That's how Hazrat Hajira came down in this vision. Hazrat Hajira and Hazrat Sara now traveled with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to the neighboring areas, and she stayed away, Hazrat Sara stayed away in Egypt area, and she gifted Hazrat Hajira to Hazrat Ibrahim, who married her. That is how Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came with Hazrat Hajira to Makkah al-Mukarramah. When he came with Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, then she was at about 18 years old. As she was expecting already before they came into Makkah al-Mukarramah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, his dress, his daily dress was the ihram. His daily dress was the ihram that we put on when we go for Umrah or Hajj. That is why we adopt the same dress for that short period, so that we imitate our forefather Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam now was blessed with Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam because he had made dua that Ya Allah give me children. And Hazrat Ismail means Allah ki suni hui dua. The result of the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard is Ismail. And Ibrahim, the meaning is righteous, pious, upright. So, when the Hazrat Ismail was born, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down. That Ibrahim, go again in the path of Allah. Go, preach. Go and invite mankind. Go to this area. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, now, respected elders, he leaves his wife, Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. See, when you use the name of a Nabi, you say alayhi salam. And when you use the name of the wife of a Nabi, then you say radiallahu ta'ala anha. You don't say Hajira alayhi salam. Many people say this, Hajira alayhi salam, Zulaika alayhi salam, Asiya alayhi salam, Maryam alayhi salam. No, you do not say that. Radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he left them. He left his wife, Hazrat Hajira, and he left Ismail the baby, and he proceeded. Now, where he left them is in between the Hajr-e Aswad and the Maqam-e Ibrahim. Those who have went there and made tawaf around the Kaaba, you will see there is a circle there, and it's marked on the circle Zam Zam. That exact spot where he left them. He left his wife, Hazrat Hajira, and Ismail there. And those who have not gone there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take every one of us there again. And those who have not gone there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and take everyone there. Let us see Makkah and Madinah and make Hajj and Umrah. He left them and he proceeded. When he proceeded, he was going towards Safa Marwa. He's going that way, in that direction. He's walking in that direction. So she, a wife, her husband gets up and walks. That's where you going? He does not reply. He says, is this the order of Allah to leave us alone here? Is this the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we must stay here alone and you are going away? He indicated that this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she was satisfied that this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them more himmat to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you convince your wife of the importance and significance of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the whole activity and task and responsibility becomes very easy. To make khidmat of deen, if the wife and the family is not on your side, it becomes very difficult. Because jo gar gaya, gir gaya. The one who went to the house, he fell down. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he proceeded and he went in that direction of the where the Gaza market is, towards the Masjid al-Jinn, where the Jannatul Ma'ala is. That's on that one line. He went in that direction. That's when he stood and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, I'm leaving my family in this deserted area, barren area, where there is nothing here. Ya Allah, you look after them, and Ya Allah, you bring fruit and vegetation so that they can survive in this area. Immediately, the dua of the Nabi was accepted. What was the, how it was accepted? And Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had seen green areas in Syria, etc. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Jibreel, go there, go to Syria and take off a piece of land from Syria. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam took out a piece of land from Syria, came to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he went round the Kaaba. Now, that area around the Kaaba is called Mataf. If one person makes tawaf round the Kaaba alone, you call it taif. You call that person taif.
So he took the land from Syria, and then Jibreel alayhi salam went around the Kaaba and took the land and placed it in Taif. That's why Taif is called Taif. That's why Taif is called Taif. Learn about these places before you go there. And Taif, from that day, has become green, full of vegetation, and over 80% of the fruit that you see in Makkah, Medina and Jeddah comes from Taif, today, up to today, because of that dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now understand something else. There is no water there. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, whatever resources and whatever food and rations and water especially, was now drying up. So the mother began to run to look for water. So she was running between Safa and Marwa. And that is why today, in imitation of that, we still run between Safa and Marwa. We walk there, and between those two green lights, we go a little faster. We go a little faster. Now why we go faster there? Understand something. The area I told you, where Masjid al-Jinn is, where the Gaza is, and also the graveyard in Makkah, is called Jannatul Ma'ala. Ma'ala. And the graveyard in Medina is called Jannatul Baqi. Now that area is called Jannatul Ma'ala. That's why the graveyard is called Jannatul Ma'ala. That area is called Ma'ala. Now, unfortunately, I have to say this because the structure is there. Where the Hilton Hotel is, on this other side, where the Hilton Hotel is, that area is called Misfala. Some pronounce this as Masfala. Now we got Ma'ala and Misfala. Now Ma'ala means upstream, and Misfala means downstream. Now when you look at the geographical land of the area, then you'll come to know that Ma'ala is high and Misfala is low. Now when the water should fall, and when there is rainfall, the water comes from Ma'ala, coming there from Jannatul Ma'ala, Masjid al-Jinn, down the Gaza market, down that place, coming into the Haram area, and then going out to Misfala, downstream. That's the water movement. Now when that water movement, now between those two green lights, the water was going through there. That it was now Safa, yeah, Marwa, yeah, and in the center it was going down, because the water is going down there. Now when she was running, Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was running, then she should come, she should walk, because she can see her child. But when she should come to the dip, when she should go inside the dip, she cannot see her child. So therefore she should run in that valley there. That is why today we still run. Because in that valley she was not able to see her child. That is why she was running there. And that is why we are running. Because in that valley she was not able to see her child. That is why it is mustahab, preferable, good, that when you run between the two green lights, you also must look towards Zamzam, where the well of Zamzam was. Because she was doing that. She was not able to see Ismail alayhi salam. That is why she was running there. And as soon as she came out, then she was able to see her child. That's why she was walking. Now, where those two green lights are, the ulama ikram have written that 6 yards before that light, you should start going faster. And 6 yards after that light, you should go faster. The reason is very simple. That you do not get a valley, a rectangular valley, you get a sloping valley. So those lights have been placed 6 yards actually before she started running. They did not worry about the sloping. So we have to take in consideration about the sloping. So 6 yards before that, you start running. The other part is that you don't dash and run at speed. You go a little faster pace. That's all. And the ladies must not go fast. They must go normal. Safa Marwa, when you're doing, you must go right up. Do not go short. If you go short, you are not going to complete your Safa Marwa properly.
she was doing this activity of moving from Safa, Marwa. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was there. Now, according to various narrations, various things happened. One narration is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, "O Jibreel, go and knock that surface of earth, the water shoots out." That's how it happened, according to one narration. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam knocked it with his wing, and at the foot of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, the water sprang out and shot out. According to one narration, then Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, because of his movement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave effect to it, and at his heels, by hitting of his heels, the water came out. That's how Zamzam was discovered. When she saw that, Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she saw that, she immediately ran in happiness now. She saw actually the birds moving first. When she saw birds, and those who live in the desert area know where there is birds, there is water or food. When she saw birds coming, she realized there's something there. When she went there, she saw water coming out. And because she came from that area, she said, Zam, Zam. Zam, Zam is not an Arabic word. It's a word that it's from her mother tongue, from the area she came. She says, Zam, Zam, meaning stop, stop. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if Mother Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha did not say Zam, Zam, then this should have engulfed the whole world, or should have formed rivers and tributaries for the whole entire world. And she said Zamzam, restricting that water to that well. Nevertheless, with the barakat of the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and the barakat of Islam, this water has seen all the portions of the world. She settled down there, and where the Hatib is, you know the Hatib, the horseshoes place? That whole place is not Hatib. That is called Hijra Ismail. Hijra, Hujratul, room of Ismail. Hazrat Hajra and Hazrat Ismail, they stayed there in that enclosure. You know that horseshoe enclosure? They stayed there. That place is called Hijra Ismail. They should tie the camels, they should tie the cattle, the goats, the sheep, everything they should do there. That place is Hijra Ismail. The Hatib, respected elders, is not that surface, that entire horseshoe surface. That's not the Hatib. That horseshoe surface has got two portions. One is the Hatib and one is the Hijra Ismail. The Hatib is right near the Kaaba wall. Near the Kaaba wall there is a raised platform. And when you look, you see the Mizab-e Rahmat, the water outlet. So, about one musalla away from the wall of the Kaaba, that is the Hatib. Like the entrance, when you go inside there, that portion, that entrance portion, that is the Hatib. The rest is the Hijra Ismail. They stayed there, a tribe by the name of Jur'um came. When they saw water, saw birds, saw water, they came there. And they said that we want to take over the well. She said, no, you cannot take over the well. You can use the well. The well is mine, she said. The well is mine. The water you can use on a remuneration of goats. That's how she began to get goats, and the establishment developed. Jurum came to settle down there, and eventually the first wife of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam came from the tribe of Jurum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand deen and practice deen, and also love those places. And one of the causes of love for the places of Makkah and Medina is that we learn about those places. When we learn about the place, then we go there, we know this happened because of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.